Os kell kvásztere. This is kvász. Wait, what are you gonna do?
We're just gonna wash.
Wash flowers. That's better. I'm reading that the devotion says you don't wash flowers. It's an offense. You just wash tulsi baby, but you don't wash flowers. Why did you wash off all this smell? Anyone got any questions? You want to 108 is really a number which means a lot. So to distribute many books or to preach, one has to be empowered. And our empowerment comes from our predecessor acharyas, particularly Rupa Raghunath Goswami, just like every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita ends with prayer to them, Rupa Raghunatha Padi. And so we should always render devotional service with the mood of how to please our predecessors and how to fulfill their desires, and the mood of Rupa Raghunath Goswami is bringing people to Krishna, bringing people into Krishna consciousness in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired it, namely bringing them to Goloka Vrindavan. Participate in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes like Rasa dance and so on. So that's only possible by having that over the long term, of having that type of meditation. Other types of meditation, big result, being number one, and so on. Those are materially tinged desires. And that means that either one moves up from there to pure desire, or one becomes degraded. And that's why some devotees sometimes have difficulty in maintaining sankhya because they can't maintain the proper mood. And then, conversely, if to be able to maintain that type of mood, then one should also want to give everyone Krishna consciousness. In other words, one should work hard for giving others Krishna consciousness, which means if one does that, one will inevitably do big without working hard to please Krishna, just like Raghunath Das Goswami did by giving up all types of sense gratification. Rupa Goswami by writing many books, then you can't have type of mood that they had either. And sometimes people, they want the mood of Rupa and Raghunath without necessarily going through the austerity and the work and the difficulty of working as they did, living under very austere conditions, accepting mission, just like Lord Chaitanya gave Rupa Goswami his mission, gave Raghunath Das Goswami his mission, Sanatana Goswami his mission. So without accepting the burden of a specific mission that Lord Chaitanya or Lord Chaitanya's representatives give us. So both of those things. To serve or to work in Krishna consciousness, one has to have the proper mood. And in order to maintain and acquire that proper mood, you have to work hard, and you have to be willing to adopt the mission, be a missionary. That's a nice phrase, term, that missionary. Whether someone is a grihasta or varnaprastha or a sannyasi or a brahmachari or a gurukuli or a who knows what temple president or anything, cook, but they should be missionaries. They should be in the mood of fulfilling the mission. And that's what about Goshtanandi is. Someone whose life is the mission. And Bhajanandi means someone who wants the mood, but they're not necessarily willing to go through the work and difficulty for realizing the mission. So we want to do both of those things. We want both the mood as well as serving the mission, and that for that we have a required balance of both those things. Something else? Say that again. Can't hear what you're saying.
He said we have to give up the desire for pratistha, puja, and the desire for fame, recognition, and how actually these are actually a big impediment. Sometimes we're just looking at more external and not always seeing the more internal reciprocation.
Okay? Yeah. So what?
Could you speak about these? How much how dangerous these?
Basic principle is that one should be able to recognize impurities in the heart and then want to give them up. When one neither recognizes them and then doesn't want to give them up, then he's committing namaparad. After having heard all of these things, then still one maintains this consciousness that I'm this body, which means that you maintain material attachment. Knowing that they should be given up, then one's devotional service remains very low class. The quality of chanting the holy name is very low. In which case one then, by consciously maintaining material attachments, knowing that they should be given up, eventually one will become just a sort of pretender in Krishna consciousness, because he'll behave or act like a Vaishnava, even though externally he'll behave, even though actually he doesn't have all the qualifications or criteria to Vaishnava, and that will cause serious problems for the devotee's spiritual life, because he'll start also fooling himself, and it also lead them into difficult areas like pretending, because he won't be advancing in spiritual life. So still, he will want to experience some levels of spiritual advancement and want to show the same to others. So he'll start imitating those or artificially inducing them. And then that will lead to all kinds of other problems and obstacles. So that offense to the holy name is very important, in that the devotees have to want to be willing to go forward as different stages of Krishna consciousness become available to them, and as they recognize the habits that remain there in the heart. So lobha, puja, jiva hinsa, nishidachar, these are all such things like that, and they become particularly dangerous because that's what one will hanker after if one remains impure in heart, and the motives for spiritual life remain impure, and then he'll aspire after things like that. Recognition as a Vaishnava, adoration, distinction, worship, these will be things that motivate him rather than being a simple, humble devotee who's satisfied simply by service and freedom from material attachments.